It's my job. So I'm still trying to rack my brain, the worst job that I ever had. And it finally hit me day before yesterday. I'm on my ride along in an ambulance. And I'm bumping, and all of a sudden it just fucking slapped me out of the fucking blue. 3 years ago, I used to deliver helium balloons for a company called Helium Happies. I hated that fucking job. Had to wake up at 4:30 in the morning just to get there, down in fucking Hayward or something fucking over there. It was too far away. Trying to drive my ass as fast as I can all over Northern California, where I've never been before, being lost in Sebastopol because I'm fucking stoned out of my mind. Trying to get over the fact that I don't like this job. And racing like the nacho cheese boy to the next, like, Albertsons. Because those balloons, you know, going to Albertsons and Mervyn's, and you have those little stick balloons. There's, like, 50 of them. Or, like, they have the bigger one, the bigger stick balloons and the Mylar balloons. They're balloons like this. We got latex balloons. We got the butterfly fucking balloons. We got all kinds of Mylar latex. Look, here's another little one. Take one of these. I hate fucking Mylar balloons. And when you deliver 5,000 loads of balloons every fucking week, you fucking hate balloons and what they're gonna do to the environment. You fucking hate the "I love you" on the balloon, or "get well soon." Make some fucking chicken soup, why don't you? It's in a fucking balloon. What the fuck does that mean? Lazy ass. God, happy birthday. Buy him a cake. Buy him a drink. Buy him a fucking balloon. It just says fucking happy birthday. Happy fucking holidays. Why? Because your little white ass can't say happy Hanukkah? What the fuck, man? Fucking hate balloons. And the one thing they didn't tell me about the balloons is that when they're blown up, because I had bags of blown up balloons too, right? I had big bags of balloons in the back of this fucking van. When it gets 102 degrees, you know what starts to happen in that van while you're driving stuck in traffic? They start to pop. I have never been so fucking rattled in my whole fucking life between the traffic and the automatic... fucking in the AM radio. I was like, no, this is fucking hell. I tried to just bring my fucking bong to work. So anyway, thank you, Sherilyn. Thank you for the memory that I regret from. Thank you for that revisit back to that fucking crack-ass, helium-happy, Mylar-infested, fucking up the world with the little pieces of shit that we do. Thank you. Thank you for my contribution.
Nothing like seeing Angie riled up to do the heart good, huh? Angie Kras, thank you so much, Angie.